world could start. Ross said, infinity is forever. Oh no, infinity is forever. And Marty said, I wonder how the world could start. It's so silly, I mean, forever and forever. I mean, how can it, doesn't it have to grow some? It can't just be infinity forever. It has to go for infinity days, not forever days. I mean, that is forever days. This is Mark talking. They're brushing their teeth in the bathroom. Ross, I don't think this is... Ross is not responding to us. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
What did Mark figure out about infinity?
It's forever.
Well, did he figure it out? I mean...
Yeah.
Why should you on the other side?
What?
Quiet, on the other, over on this side. Ask the question again.
There might not be anything else. I know that. But, I mean, there might not even be humans.
Yeah, there might be creatures.
Kind like of the, one-eyed. Like one-eyed. The gentle mystics.
Yeah.
They might be one-eyed.
Uh-huh.
Or like maybe the mystics.
They might be not.
And Chewbacca.
They might be five-eyed.
Five-eyed?
Yeah, they have five eyes. They might have five eyes.
Two here, one and two here, and one up here.
No, I meant like two there and two there and one there.
Uh-huh.
That'd be disgusting.
That would be disgusting. And when would this happen, Mark?
And if the world would split up and get together again, there might be different people on this earth.
And we might not be in any of those verses.
No, yeah. it could all be, or it could be a whole bunch of very smart worms.
Yeah, bookworms.
Yeah, bookworms. Or
what could they do?
Or it might be a whole planet full of pigs.
Mm-hmm. Pigs. No, something like pigs.
Planet of the pigs.
No, like a creature like a pig.
Yeah, a creature like a pig.
Like a pig.
A pig guard.
Right, pig.
I know. There might be a pig with...
Hog guard.
With five eyes.
Yeah, a pig with five eyes. Wouldn't that be yucko?
Yeah.
Why do you want this to happen?
We don't.
Right.
Do you think it will happen?
It might.
Yeah.
But it might not. What if the world just goes on with people forever?
It could.
It could have people just forever.
If we have all astronauts that keep going out, okay? They could, like, stay out there.
Yeah.
See if we're coming near a planet.
Yeah.
And tell everybody.
What would they save us from?
Well, we could... You know, build this like real big thing to hold the two planets from colliding together.
Yeah.
What would happen if they collide together?
They'd blow up
and would smash and what would
flitter to pieces.
And we would die too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Let's not think about it, okay? Do you want to all go sleep? I got to go turn that light off. That light is much. Oh, we won't have to do it. Mark was saying, next time when it's Indian guys and it's my birthday, what do you think a picture of should be on my cake? Which is a nice violation of constraint. Sounds good, Mark. How could little people ever make toys and things?
Yeah.
do it right now? What? What do you need, love?
Build something with you.
Sure, I can build things with you. What do you need to build? Right now?
Yeah.
That's hard.
No, I meant build a block thing. Build a little block thing.
Okay.
Because men do know most of buildings, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you can help with me.
Okay.
Not about the devils.
That's true.
They only give you one chance.
They actually gives you two chances?
No, it gives you like 10 or 5 chances.
I see. So the best guy is Dracula.
Uh-huh.
How about after Dracula, who comes next?
Frankenstein.
Is Frankenstein
sure,
real?
Sure. He never tries to get anybody. He's a good guy. He doesn't do anything.
He's just a little ugly, right?
No, he's not ugly. He's nice.
Frankenstein has a scar on his face.
Yeah, but he's nice.
He's a nice fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he still knocks down doors.
He still knocks down doors. He's just a little rough, right? Not a really nasty guy, just a little rough.
No. Right.
Right.
But after... he gets killed.
Yeah.
Then all last comes all the goons.
All the goons?
Yeah.
Ugh, I don't want to see those goons. You like goons?
I don't like the goons.
Neither do I. I could do without the goons.
You know who is the baddest one?
Who?
Well, I'll tell you.
How many sausages do you want, Mark? we don't leave the door open?
I mean, door open is where they rob people's houses.
Door open.
I mean, we don't ever have our door open.
No.
Or, and we, yeah, but what if they throw a rock out the window? Rocks in the, over in the window.
You mean break the window with a rock?
Yeah, of the rocks.
Uh-huh.
Then
they could get in. They could get in, yeah.
Yeah.
But the police might find them.
Yeah, but what if they get the stuff before the police find them? And what to do with them?
They're free.
Free.
Then we got stolen from.
Yeah, but what if he's going down the place and there's a there's a cop over him?
Yeah, that's the problem. Okay, Mark, I'm going to go down the stairs and told Mark not to terrorize the cabin, Mark. So I terrorized him next to the car. To make him terrorize into the fence to the verb. I love the syntactic errors that are going on now. It's great. I terrorized the cabin. I was on face of the cabin, so Mark said, I terrorized him down to the car. Said, I'll finish this paper until I'm done, and then you can get the right paper, okay, Dan? This was referring to a discussion we've been having about his fact that he wanted white paper instead of colored paper for his drawing paper. And he's given in to me, or not really, he's sort of made an offer. He said, I'll finish this paper until I'm done. So he will use this paper up, is what he's saying. Okay. Okay, up to,
yours.
Put it away where it's supposed to be. Put it back where it's supposed to be, Mark.
I thought it was so good.
Yeah, I bought him one because his other one was kind of funny. You know what I mean? His bendy one. He didn't really like it, and I didn't like it either.
I could take it.
Well, what do you think, Ross, Mark?
This one doesn't bend.
Can I have yours?
Mine?
Come on.
He likes it, wonderfully.
Come you have
that one,
huh? Okay, I'll take
it. Hey, Mark, where's your coat, Mark?
Okay.
Hey, Marky, do you wear this coat all the time, or do you wear that other one? Didn't we used to have another coat?
No.
This is the coat he wears?
Look.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I don't want it to get on my tongue, see what I do?
Mark, put that back. Yes. I know, but put it back where it's supposed to go, okay? What did you want to know about how the world was formed, honey? What,
look? This toothbrush.
We threw the old bendy one away.
Mom,
you
said that.
No, I didn't say that. I don't remember any saying such thing.
Because you probably were on the wrong track.
I was on the wrong track? Sometimes you're on the wrong track, my dear. Come on, Mark and Ross. Mark, put that brush back. Oh, I'm gluing it down. I'll put it away you can get it away in a second, honey. I beat you to the car. And I and sure said I beat you to the car too well. And he said I beat you up. Did you beat your brother up, Mark? Did you really beat your brother up?
No.
Why did you say
it? And I'll beat you up.
Why did you say you beat him up, Mark?
Talking rude to me.
Lover, darlings, if there's any rude... Okay, I guess we can forget McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Should we cool it?
Yeah.
Cool it? Everybody
yeah.
Cool?
I'm cool.
Yeah. Okay. I can't understand you, Mark, when you say mirrored. And I said, what does that mean? He says married. I said, is that how you say it in Pittsburgh? Mark said, yeah. Say, how do you say married? How do you say, you going downtown?
Yeah, I'm going downtown.
Yeah, we're going to go downtown and get married.
No, we aren't.
We're going to get downtown.
We're not going to go downtown.
You're not going to go down. He said, I want to see you have a dime. And I said, oh, you do you? And he said, yeah, because
no,
I always carry around some places a little bit of money.
A dime.
How much do you have, Ross?
30 cents.
Is it true that you always carry money around with you?
Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of it being stolen or something?
No.
No?
It's always in my pockets.
Do you keep any money with you, Mark? Would you like a little bit to carry?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you...
Have a
no, Mark, you've got enough. Here, you carry a quarter with you. Keep it somewhere safe, Mark. No, you don't need it, Mark. You don't need it, Ross.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Please.
Not, no chance.
Give you a nickel for it.
No chance. What a deal.
A quarter?
What a deal. Oh, that's a bad deal for you.
What?
That's a bad deal for you.
Who cares?
You ought to care.
What?
You ought to care. You shouldn't trade little money for big money. I mean, you shouldn't trade big money for little money. If you trade little money for big money, that's the other person's problem. You don't want to lose your money, lover.
I don't care about money.
You should care about your money. You should be careful with your money.
I don't care about money.
Ross is telling us, Mark is telling us what they remember from when they were little.
And then he said he would take one and then he could heal.
What's that?
I'm just doing a joke.
Hmm. What was your joke, Mark?
Well, I know that those were...
Oh.
Well, talking to him, if you have him, talking to him,
yeah.
And God has to remember him,
mm-hmm.
And he says him into his wife,
mm-hmm.
And it goes over to a tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
Every tape recorder,
mm-hmm.
And then people can listen to the people saying.
Mm-hmm.
But some people listen. Sometimes other people listen to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. So does God have a wire?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the wire go?
It only one wire.
Mm-hmm.
It goes everywhere.
All the tape recorders?
Mm-mm. And I have a tape recorder stuck to it.
Oh, what?
And it's only one.
Mm-hmm.
And
you mean God hears everything?
Yeah.
Where did you learn that?
Nowhere.
He has to hear it if you say it. He can't God. Oh, just never mind.
Now, Ross, what do you remember from when you were really little? You remember from Denver, math and folk dancing. And what was the other thing you remembered?
That big party, you know?
Oh, you mean the one we had at folk dancing and the one for Marky's birthday?
No, the one with all our friends.
Oh, the one when we went back to Denver.
That's what we had big parties.
Yeah, but we had a big party. When we went back to Denver, that was when we came back and we stayed over at Kurt and Susie's.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that was not during the time before Hungary. That was after Hungary.
I thought you just meant in it.
Uh-huh. No.
Just in the old time.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember, what else do you remember from Hungary? Naked, swimming naked with little kids. What else?
What?
Yeah.
Fighting
with Gabor.
Playing Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
No. Going up in that big building. What?
You mean the king's, old king's palace? The huge one? The big stairs there?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
in the Buddha, castle Buddha.
Going through those stone things, sticking up.
Oh, you mean the one in Czechoslovakia?
Dad, I remember when we were still at home.
You mean that
graveyard?
Oh, the graveyard in Prague. That was in Czechoslovakia. And Janusz, huh? That was in Prague. Maybe that only bought you. That's in Czechoslovakia. That's another country next to Hungary.
Oh.
Did you remember anything?
Dad.
Did you remember the place we lived in Hungary?
Dad.
What?
Remember the place we lived in Hungary and all the kids that played bicycle outside?
Dad!
Remember they used to ride their bicycles out where the cars were?
Dad! Can
I be excused,
yes, you may
Dad!
Mark, do you remember Hungary?
You don't remember anything about Hungry?
Yo.
Remember Madman Hark, when you used to come running down the hill?
Oh, yeah. I like that.
And we used to go walking around that area? Do you remember when you were Madman? What did you do when you were Madman Mark, Marty? You don't remember?
Mm-mm. He doesn't.
He doesn't remember that, does he?
You were what? Eat with this thing.
Okay. What is the earliest thing Mark remembers is when little Titus used to scratch him. That's when he was about 2 years and 3 months.
I remember.
Which is very early.
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
After the cat was dead.
Mm-hmm.
After that.
You were very sad, weren't you?
No. One of those times, we put animals on the stairs.
Yes, I remember that. Because you wanted to have animals, because you missed your kitty, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
You didn't miss your kitty?
Mm-mm.
No. And when did we get another cat?
Last year.
And what day did we get it?
The 23rd.
23rd of July?
Yeah.
No, we bought it on the day...
5th.
A day of independence, the United States.
4th.
4th of July. Very good. That's the day we left Park.
Mm-hmm.
And Mommy calls in what?
Copper.
Okay, Ross, you go. You're finished.
Sorry.
Yeah, you go. You're finished. No. What does Mommy call him?
Copper.
Uh-huh. And what do you call him?
Was like a yum.
What's your name for the kid?
Speedy.
Speedy. And what's Ross's name?
Spike.
Spike? No, for the kitty.
Yeah.
What's your name for the kitty?
Spike.
Spike? The kitty is Spike?
Mm-hmm.
Your name or Ross's name? Ross calls the kitty Spike?
Mm-hmm.
Ross, do you call the kitty Spike? Do you call the kitty Spike?
Yeah.
The cat?
Yes.
I can't believe that. I thought you were Spike.
Wait. Dad.
Mm-hmm.
He and the cat are Spike.
Oh, Spike the kid?
And me and cat are Speed.
I see.
Come for us. That
it
means...
It's very confusing.
That means Speedy Dum Dum.
How about Speedy Meows and Spiky Meows? Okay?